Flying Deer Nature Center in Lebanon, New Lebanon, New York, has been mentoring children, teens, and families in the ways of the earth since 1995. FDNC has distinguished itself through the creativity of its programs and its deep connections to nature. Programs operated by Flying Deer include Wilderness Adventures for Women, Weekly Wilderness Mentoring for Boys, Single-Gender Adolescent Rite of Passage Programs, and Co-ed Programs for Homeschoolers. Flying Deer also operates school-based nature studies programs at local public and private schools. Summer camp programs include nature-based fantasy adventures, canoe trips, day camps, backpacking, camping, and family overnights. Flying Deer Day is taking place June 21st from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's an annual community celebration for all ages with live and silent auctions, barbecue, Olympic Games, silent auctions, as I mentioned, and a special live auction event. There will be nature stations, herbal cream making, and much, much more. All proceeds benefit their financial assistance program, ensuring that as many kids as possible have access to nature education and connection. Here to tell us more are Michelle Appland and Devin Franklin, co-directors of the Flying Deer Nature Center, and it's a great pleasure to welcome them back to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being here, as always.
Joe, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
So what kind of year has it been for Flying Deer?
It's been a great year. It's been really exciting. A lot of new programs happening. A lot of our old students have graduated to the ranks of instructors. So that's really exciting to watch them grow up in this culture and then be able to share it with more children. We've been expanding our reach through Berkshire and Columbia County a little bit further, reaching closer to the edges of both of those counties, have new homeschool programs happening, and a lot of great things we're looking forward to this summer and next year.
You're year-round? You run year-round?
We do. We run programs year-round. Yeah.
So give us a sense of how you work. As you mentioned, you work with the schools, both public and private. So how does that work?
We work with different schools in different ways. With Mountain Road School, that's also in New Lebanon, we work with all the kids from ages 3 through 8th grade every week for 6 weeks in the fall and 6 weeks in the spring. And those kids have either a half day or most of them have a full day outside with us. So they get some really intensive nature mentoring, and then they pull that into their curriculum, into their reading and writing, into their science, into their social studies. So it gets integrated throughout everything that they're doing. So that's a really cool way to do it. But we also do smaller programs. We do after-school programs for different schools. We work with one high school all fall and all spring, twice a week. A high school in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, called Taconic High School. Yeah. And then sometimes we go in for just special programs, like a tracking program, or we started a really great new program this year for Williamstown Elementary School. They read the book Hatchet every year and My Side of the Mountain, and the kids always want to live those skills. They always want to go out and create their own little camp and learn how to cook on the fire and harvest food. So we created a day-long hatchet experience for them where they come to our camp and they imagine that they have been stranded in the forest and have to take care of themselves. So they build shelters, and we make sure they're waterproof, and they harvest food, and they make fire, and it's so much fun, and they learn so much. They love it.
Absolutely. And the tracking program sounds fun, too.
Yeah. Tracking's great. Do you want to talk about that?
Our monthly tracking club? Well, we have a monthly tracking club for adults, which is run by Josh, who works with us, and he takes adults out to various locations in the region, you know, sandbars on by streams and swamps, and gives adults an idea of just how much wildlife is out there and how much you can find out about who's out there without actually having to see the animals themselves.
And we actually run some tracking programs in schools as well, which is so cool because the kids don't actually know what lives right in their schoolyard until they go out tracking. Sometimes they're following bobcat tracks, and they had no idea that that was right outside the school walls, all this wildlife. So that's really cool.
I apologize for the diversion. I just have to say, last night I was in a cell phone store, and I was getting a cell phone for my father-in-law for Father's Day, and I was saying, you know, he's older, and we would just like to get a phone for him, you know, so we can keep track of him. Mm. And she said, well, then I would go with this particular brand because that's the only one that has the chip in it where you would be able to track him at any given moment. And I said, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, just generally keeping track, you know, to know that he's okay, that kind of thing. I don't want to spy on him. A lot of English language is interesting at times, of how we track things, tracking animals, tracking our dear loved ones. So when it comes to these programs and putting them together, it is what you have found is there's a great interest in it, right? That people want to come out and do this.
Yep, people want to come out and do this. They want to come out with us and our staff and our employees. And also, people have been saying it'd be great if you put together some kind of book that I could do at home, what we do at Flying Deer Nature Center. And so we recently have been working on a new book, which is called The Backyard Nature Guide. And this is going to be published this summer. And it's a 14-day course that is meant to be done at home, right in your own backyard, to learn about what kind of wildlife live right outside your door. And this is really exciting because the book focuses on what we call the core routines of nature connection. Mm-hmm. And now these are activities, or I guess I should say practices, that we use in all of our programs. And what happens is if you do these core routines, they're like power tools. They will expand your awareness of your natural surroundings and deepen your sense of connection with the natural world. And I have a story that I guess illustrates some of these core routines that I'm talking about. And in this story, I'll identify a few core routines called sit spot, which is the practice of going outside in the woods, finding, or it doesn't have to be the woods, it could be your backyard,
yep.
Just finding a spot that you want to pick and go visit day after day, not just once, and start to really get to know that place well. So there's the sit spot. There's the core routine of expanding your senses, you know, opening your channels of hearing and seeing, and you know, smell and touch. Also in this story, you're going to hear about what we call bird language, which is a way that nature communicates with itself. On basically, it's sort of the gossip network of nature, you know, what's going on out there. And then finally, tracking, which we were just talking about a minute ago.
So it's basically what you're talking about is a stop, look, and listen. So stop, sit down, look at what's around you, listen to what's around you, and notice what is around you. Take it to a micro level and see the blades of grass, see what's happening down there, see what's happening in the dirt, see what's happening wherever you may be at that time.
That's right. That's the key, Joe.
And then keep coming back to notice the changes.
Yep. Yep, it's slowing down, taking the time to get outside, get out in your backyard, and go to the same place again and again, and notice the changes. So here's a quick example. Just this morning, actually, some neighbors of ours came up to us and said, "Did you see the white robin?" And we said, "What? White robin?" They said, "Yeah, you know, this is an albino robin in our neighborhood." And the kids told us the eyes are the color of strawberry yogurt.
Oh, wow.
And so we sort of, you know, immediately interrupted what we were doing and said, "Well, let's go look for it because we want to see that." And, you know, if someone came up to you and you didn't have anything better to do, said, "You want to see a white robin?"
Well, I do
you,
now.
Would you go check
I'd
it out?
Shut down the show.
Right. I think most people
I'd leave
would.
You two. They can talk about nature and I'd go look for the albino robin.
Right. So we went and checked it out and we looked and we looked and we looked. We didn't see the white robin yet. But in the process, we saw so much other cool stuff. We saw footprints in the mud, and we ended up identifying those as woodchuck prints. And we started, with the kids, we started picking up quartz stones and clicking them together, see if we could make sparks. And then here's another thing that happened. Meanwhile, we're sitting there, we're talking, we're looking at things. In the background, I'm listening to a robin sing. You know, I think everybody's probably seen a robin and probably heard it sing, know what it sounds like, right? You know, that kind of sound like cheer-a-lup, cheery, cheer-a-lup, cheery. Well, at some point, I stopped what I was doing because I realized that's not a robin calling. That's another bird, I think, that sounds like a robin. And there's a bird called a scarlet tanager.
Yeah.
which sounds, some people put it, they say it sounds like a robin with a sore throat. It's a little bit of a burrier sound.
Okay.
And I said, that sounds an awful like a scarlet tanager. So I backed up and I looked up in the treetops, and sure enough, there was a brilliant crimson flame of the scarlet tanager, which if you've ever seen it, it's breathtaking amidst the verdant foliage. And
I thought for a minute you were going to tell us that it was an albino tanager.
That would have been something. So I guess the idea is really, you know, even in a place like a backyard that you think you know so, so well,
right.
You know everything about it, right?
Right.
You know, actually, there's a lot of secrets there waiting to be discovered that you don't yet know about. And so this book, The Backyard Nature Guide, is really designed to get you out there and looking closer, looking deeper, and finding a few surprises out there.
Now, we have about a minute left, so tell us about Flying Deer Day. This is a benefit that takes place on the 21st, 11 to 5 in New Lebanon, and you got a little bit of everything going on.
We do. It's going to be a really fun day. We'll be making friction fire, and then there'll be ways for people to learn how to do that themselves. There will be archery and face painting and herbal cream making, and there are going to be games for kids and families, and we're going to have a live auction that's going to be hysterical. It's going to be really awesome. And lots of great food, and the mountain camp is just a really, really gorgeous place, so it's going to be fabulous. So you can find more about that at our website.
The website is flyingdeernaturecenter.org, flyingdeernaturecenter.org. The event takes place Saturday, June 21st, 11 to 5. And again, you can find out more information by going to flyingdeernaturecenter.org. Michelle Appland and Devin Franklin join us this morning, and we thank you so much for being here. Have a great summer and have a great event. Very nice to speak with you this morning.
Thanks,
Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.